Good evening, and welcome to Good Evening, an Alfred Hitchcock podcast. For this very special episode, I'm your host, Brandon Shea Mutella. And joining me, as always, is my ever-constant co-host, Tom Caldwell. How's your baking habits doing? What are you cooking for me?
I haven't burned anything today.
No? That's good. No. That's good. Chris, you're looking good in your sunbathing gear.
Thank you. It's my finest one.
Excellent, right on. Well, today we're about to embark on a fun journey on Alfred Hitchcock Presents. And so what we're going to be doing is Alfred Hitchcock directed 17 episodes of Alfred Hitchcock Presents, and he did one episode of the Alfred Hitchcock Hour, and then plus two other little TV things. So we're going to be covering these 20 little projects, but we're not going to do them monthly. You're going to be getting a bunch of weekly content from us, or pretty close to weekly. So the last one we covered was Rear Window, and chronologically, as far as release date went, the next thing released directed by Hitchcock was the very first episode of Alfred Hitchcock Presents called Revenge. And so that's what we'll be talking about today. So this is going to be a whole lot of fun, and I hope that you enjoy these little bonus episodes. But just because there's something a little bit fun, we're not going to be doing like all the trivia that we did. We are just going to be kind of talking about the episode, and that's it. It's just going to be a quick and dirty little podcast. I think we should all like it. I don't know. Are you guys looking forward to this? Because I'm really looking forward to this.
Oh, this will be good. I'm enjoying this for sure.
That's going to be so right fun. On.
And I made a mistake. It was actually the last movie we covered was The Trouble with Harry. So, well, we're going to talk about Revenge, and I'm just going to give you guys a quick summary. So, Revenge was originally broadcast on October 2nd, 1955, and it was the very first episode of the very first season of Alfred Hitchcock Presents. And the synopsis, spoilers, after having a nervous breakdown, former ballerina Elsa Spann gives up her career to live in a trailer park with her husband, Carl. One evening, he returns home and finds everything in disarray. Elsa tells him she was attacked by a man who almost killed her. Instead of going to the police, a vengeful Carl decides to get his own justice. He takes Elsa for a drive. On the way, she points to a man whom she says attacked her. Carl follows the man and kills him. As the couple head home, however, Elsa points to another man whom she says was her attacker. As police pull up behind them, Carl realizes his wife has gone crazy and that he has just killed an innocent man. So, this is quite the launch for his show. And I know that I've seen this one. I think this is the third time that I've watched this episode now. It's a good episode. I like this one. I think it's a strong start to the show. Tom, what's your history with the Alfred Hitchcock Presents show?
I don't recall. I'm sure I've seen bits and pieces of them over the years. But like we're doing with the films, a lot of the films we've been reviewing on the podcast, I'm seeing them for the first time. So I watched this knowing nothing about it. And man, I was knocked out. Like, this was such a good story. I realize it's a short TV format. Like, it moves very quickly. And it's not as elaborate as one of the films. But it is a very dark story. Vera Miles does an amazing job acting deranged. Like, it's very compelling, and it's really her storyline. It's more dramatic and twisted than any of the Hitchcock films I remember. Like, it was it is so overwhelming to watch what she was going through in this. For a TV show, it was amazing. Really well done.
Chris, what is your history with Alfred Hitchcock Presents?
I have very little history with the show. I have seen one episode that was based on a Roald Dahl story called Lamb to the Slaughter, which I believe we will be covering. But no, I've never actually seen, because it wasn't a big deal over here. I think it aired in the UK, but it wasn't anything that's like on reruns or... But it is, I understand it's very much like an anthology series. It's like Tales of the Unexpected or kind of The Twilight Zone or that sort of thing. It's these experiments in short form TV that get to be dramatic and scary and thrilling and suspenseful and all that sort of thing. I have to agree, I think it was such a good... I don't think it'll be the best episode we've ever seen, because I have a feeling some of the episodes are going to be even better. But I think it's a very solid, enjoyable way to kick off a season. With regards to the performances, I mean, very well for me, initially I wasn't into the performance. But then, because I thought, oh, it's a bit wooden, it's a bit unsure, that sort of thing. And from when it aired, I believe it aired in, did you say 1950, was it 1951?
55, I think it was, yeah.
55. So this was, so I know Vera Miles mainly because she is in Psycho, which came out, obviously, kind of 5 or so years after. And so I was like, oh, is she actually a bit wooden, or is she actually... And then I realised, once you start learning about the character, the fact she's like an ex-ballerina who suffered with a nerves problem, what commonly be called like a sort of a breakdown or having a mental health issue, and you start to get it, and it starts to pull the kind of threads of the story together. I just think, I think it was really well done. I think for the short period, because it's only about, what, 20, 30 minutes? It's not very long.
26 with credits and everything,
so 26 with credits. They managed to pull off something absolutely incredible. They made a mini sort of tragedy that had a solid beginning and ending and had great characters and even fun spots of characterization, like the neighbor who Vera Miles talks to. I thought it was enjoyable. She was a little bit kooky, she was a little bit fun. And then you've got some really cool sequences, such as when the husband slowly pursues the guy who he believes has assaulted his wife, and when the door swings and you see it just happen. I think it's just, it's very well done, and it is like a mini masterclass in how to boil down a twisted Hitchcock story.
Excellent. So for my history with Alfred Hitchcock Presents, I had never watched it until our friends Annie and Catherine started their podcast, and when they started doing their show, I decided to follow along, and it's been, you know, so I've seen quite a few episodes now. I've watched everyone following along with them, and I really look forward to it, because it was a blind spot, a major blind spot in my Hitchcock, you know, watching, you know, my Hitchcock fandom, because I will hopefully get to the other Alfred Hitchcock Hour shows and watch all of them as well. Even though Hitchcock only did one of the Alfred Hitchcock Hour, I would like to see them all. Because I really like anthology shows in general. You know, I love The Twilight Zone, and I love Outer Limits and things like that. And so I don't know why I never got around to watching this show. I don't know why. But I never did, and I'm glad that I've got the opportunity now. It's a lot of fun. I've seen quite a few of them, and so this one is good. I don't think it's one of the best, but it's an interesting one. And what I like about it is I do like the 25-minute format, because it's just, it's an intense story, and you're out and you're done, right? It's just a way to enjoy some quick Hitchcock, and get some of the things that we love about him. Like, this is a pretty interesting story. It's pretty suspenseful. This girl, you know, this woman is like, thinks that somebody has attacked her, and the husband believes her, right? Like, why wouldn't he believe her? And, you know, he's getting as much information as he can from the cops. The cops are talking to him. There's only so much they can do. Like, what do you want me to do? Look for a guy in a gray suit? Like, there's thousands of them everywhere. We can't just find a guy in a gray suit. But getting that twist at the end, I definitely wasn't expecting it, when she's like, after he kills the one guy, she's like, oh, there he is over there, right? And you know what's going on, and that she's just snapped. And it's like, it'd be interesting to find out more and find out why this woman snapped and why she snapped so badly. I mean, they moved over here because the doctor recommended that she get some sunshine and relaxing and whatnot, and it obviously didn't help. Like, she needed to be around her husband when he went off to work is when she had another breakdown. So it's kind of an interesting story, but it's like, it's just quick and done. I mean, there's, I don't know, it's going to be interesting talking about these, because Beyond the twist, there's not a lot of plot to talk about. There's not a lot of meat to talk about in this episode. So,
and what I appreciate the fact that these are available, like they're on the internet. I found this one. I just Google searched it, and there's copies available on different websites, so they're accessible. These are not going to be hard for people to find to watch, and I really got
there's
a kick
actually
out
a new
of...
streaming service from NBC called Peacock, and as far as I know, they're all available on that. I don't know if it's available in Canada yet or not, but you can subscribe to Peacock and get it.
And what these are famous for is Hitchcock doing the introductions, which are funny. Yes. And you get to listen to him talk and see him talk, and he has his very dry sense of humor about things. And that's what I'm looking forward to, is the intros and the outros that he does. And really, with all the films that we've watched in the main version of our podcast, we don't really get to see Hitchcock talking very much until the more modern films, when he starts doing trailers, like for Psycho and things like that, that he hosts. But in the 20s and 30s and 40s, like he never got to see who he was. So it'll be fun to watch the intros and see Hitchcock himself and hear his voice.
We've talked about it on the podcast before, in that Hitchcock is basically the first celebrity director. You know, like everybody knew who he was. And this show really propelled him into the spotlight. You know, people knew him ahead of this. You know, he was always giving a lot of interviews and whatnot, but this gave people a chance to see him weekly, to experience his droll British dry humor, you know, and it's part of his image. You know, this show basically defined who Hitchcock is. When people think of Hitchcock, I really think they think of the person who introduced these episodes when they think of Hitchcock. You know, yes, he's a movie director, but his type of humor and the way that he spoke, his monotone voice, is all really brought into the spotlight with the intros and exits for Alfred Hitchcock Presents.
And remember the television landscape of the day. There weren't 100 channels. There weren't streaming videos to pick from. You were very limited in what you got to see your main network television programs. And so these were popular because they were good, but they were also popular because you didn't really have a lot of choice. You had to watch what was on TV, and there were no VCRs. You watched them when they happened, and then if you didn't get there in time, you didn't get to see it. So this was a much different time for television viewing.
Appointment TV.
Yeah. I have a question, and it's just something I'm curious about you guys. So obviously this is, like you said, it's the first celebrity director, and he didn't direct all of them, and he didn't even write all of them, but it was an interesting way for writers and directors to kind of hone their skills and kind of create really enjoyable short films, but under kind of Hitch's leadership. Who is a modern director you would love to see do something like this?
If I had to say, I'd probably say somebody like Steven Soderbergh, probably.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, like he's kind of the type of director who like pokes fun at himself and in this similar kind of way, I think.
I kind of fail safe always go to Tarantino regarding tributes to Hitchcock, but I think, you know, that just quickly answering your question, I think he'd be an interesting person to direct one of these, and he would love the whole challenge of dropping, like if he had to go do it in the era, like the retro era, he would relish that opportunity for sure.
Well, Tom, have you ever seen, there was a movie that came out, I think it was in the late, or no, I guess it would have been the early 90s, mid-90s, called Four Rooms. Have you ever heard of this movie?
No, yes. I've heard a lot about it. I don't recall seeing it.
Okay, you should check it out. So there's four, it's an anthology film that takes place in a hotel on New Year's Eve, and I don't remember all the directors, but one of them's Robert Rodriguez, I think, and one of them's Tarantino, and then there's two more in there. And Tarantino's skit is the last skit, but it's actually kind of a Tarantino remake of an Alfred Hitchcock Presents episode called The Man from the South.
There you go.
And they talk about The Man from the South in there because of what happens in that leads them to doing the what they do in the film. I guess it's not a spoiler because The Man in the South is such a well-known episode, and we won't be covering it on the show. But in the episode, it's Steve McQueen and Peter Lorre, and Peter Lorre goes up to Steve McQueen, and he's got this lighter, and he says to him, "Do you think you could light that lighter 10 times in a row without missing?" And Steve McQueen's like, "Yeah, I think it's a pretty reliable lighter." And Peter Lorre says, "Okay, if you can do that, I'll give you my car. And if you don't, I'll chop off your little finger."
Right.
That's the gambling thing. And so Tarantino does his version of it. And, you know, knowing it, the Tarantino ending is very different from the episode ending. But that's kind of where it came from. That's kind of where the idea came from. So right. I recommend watching both. Four Rooms itself is not very good, but the Tarantino skit is really, really is the best part of it for sure. So... awesome. So yeah, inspiring people even now.
Right.
Good old Hitchcock. So
I for my part would love to see like an anthology done by Guillermo del Toro. Cause I love horror. So I'd be interested to see what, because he's worked with a lot of kind of up and coming filmmakers and kind of writers and that sort of thing. So yeah, I would love to see what he would do with that sort of format.
Awesome, excellent. Well, is there anything else we need to talk about for this little episode here? Like I said, these are just going to be quick and dirty little podcasts. We're acknowledging everything that Hitchcock himself directed.
No, I think it's how the recommended people should, and you know, the viewers or the listeners for our podcast maybe get ahead of us and start watching these before you listen to our episodes, and and that way you get a better understanding of what we're talking about. Because we have a bad habit of spoiling. So you might want to try and watch these before you listen to our episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So the next one that we'll be covering next week, because again, these will basically be weekly, is called Breakdown. And I think I've seen that one as well. So be sure to join us for that one. But I'm looking forward to it. So yeah, we got 1, 2, 3, 4 in a row. And then we cover The Man Who Knew Too Much. So it won't always be weekly. We'll keep our movies basically going monthly. The movies might get delayed by a week sometimes, but they'll still be released. And we're going to just keep on trucking with our Hitchcock filmography. So, Tom, where can people find you when you're not trying to relax in the sunny beaches of California?
I am on Twitter as TomCaldwell3000. And that is the highlight of my day, going there and reading, finding out everything that's going on in Chris's life. It's usually why I'm there.
Oh,
awesome. Chris, where can people find you when you're not moving across country for your wife who's got a little bit of a case of the nerves?
Yes, my wife. You can find me on Twitter at @hi_boy.
Excellent. And for me, you can find me on Twitter at Brandon Metella, and you can find our podcast at Good Evening Pod on Twitter. And we will talk to you next week, as we said, when we cover Breakdown. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.